Service to Servers, Finney's Journey from the Military to Oracle Data Centers. Every May, Military Appreciation Month invites us to reflect on the profound impact veterans and service members have, not just on our nation, but on the fabric of our workplaces. This month, we're spotlighting a voice from inside our own ranks, Vinny Pacheco, one of our invaluable data center site leads and a proud veteran. Vinny's journey from geology student and United States Army squad leader to data center professional is proof that service doesn't always end with the uniform. It evolves, sometimes in surprising ways. If you're searching for a civilian career with purpose, Vinny's story shows that while paths aren't always straight, the skills honed in service can open some remarkable doors. Vinny's career story doesn't begin with a server rack or a cloud diagram, but rather in the wide open spaces of geology. Originally, I got a degree in geology. I was working as a geologist. However, growing up, I always enjoyed troubleshooting and working with technology, Vinny shares. Although he didn't know it back then, this curiosity would fuel a whole new career path. Veterans understand what it means to be part of a team with a mission. There are two things I was able to take from the military to here at Oracle, Vinny shares. I was able to work with different systems, such as radios, Linux, different servers. And I was also a squad leader with the military, and I transferred that over here now that I have my own people under me. Vinny's journey shows that technical know-how isn't the only thing that matters. It's also about mindset, the hunger to solve problems, the courage to face new challenges, and a commitment to support your team are all crucial traits he developed in the military that serve him every day at Oracle. Transitioning from the military can feel like emerging into a world with more questions than answers. Vinny knows that feeling well. The systems that we're working with, nobody has ever touched them or worked with them before, he explains. The exciting part is that you have to solve the problem yourself. There may be no runbook. Every service member knows the value of adapting on the fly and collaborating with new people to get the job done. Vinny recalls when he and his Oracle team faced their first no runbook challenge together. We were building this data center and didn't know how to swap this particular motherboard. Through that process, we learned that there was a jumper on there that you had to remove from the old one and put it on the new one to get things back on track, he explains. Rather than stall, Vinny led his team through troubleshooting, adaptation, and documentation. All these skills were sharpened in uniform and effortlessly retooled for the needs of cloud infrastructure. Just like the military brings people together from all walks of life, Oracle data centers are powered by a culture where many backgrounds and perspectives fuel innovation. We don't all think the same. We don't all troubleshoot the same, he explains. All of us having different backgrounds enables us to solve problems much faster. The culture here is one of the best that I have ever experienced. We all have the same goal and the same mission, which is to get the job done. This can feel a lot like coming home for veterans used to tight, high-trust teams. And like a military unit, success at Oracle is as much about the group as the individual. Knowing your limits and when to tap into the group for expertise and knowledge is key. The best way to mitigate stress is understanding what you know and what you don't know and being very humble about it, Vinny adds. There may be times where I have to answer a phone call and I may not know the solution to the problem. That's where you need to explain to them that although I don't have the answer, I will get it as fast as possible. Vinny's favorite part of the job isn't the technology. It's the people and the sense of accomplishment. Switching to working for a much larger company that's leading the way in cloud and AI was when I knew I was going to be working with cutting-edge technology, he explains. He finds pride not only in building data centers, but also in knowing his efforts have global impact. What he's most proud of right now is being part of building out 5 different data centers from start to finish, including a lab environment where Oracle troubleshoots all their latest technologies. For fellow veterans wondering if a career leap into tech is possible, especially to data center roles, Vinny advises that you just start by troubleshooting, even if you're doing it from your own home. Just start taking things apart, see why they're not working, and put them back together again. Oracle isn't just building world-class technology. We're also investing in people. Our recent employer support of Guard and Reserve Above and Beyond Award shows our commitment to supporting employees who serve. Veterans bring resourcefulness, adaptability, and the kind of cool-headed resilience that tech teams need. At Oracle, these traits are more than appreciated. They're essential. We recognize the extraordinary skill military service hones, and we honor those who step up, both in uniform and at their desks. Vinny's story is proof that your military experience isn't just valued here, it's needed. Make a difference alongside colleagues that care at Oracle. Check out our latest opportunities to learn more about roles with us, plus join the Oracle Talent Network for advice and insights.